This is All Things Considered on KTOO. I'm Casey Kelly. City Manager Kim Kiefer joins us now to talk about what's happening with our local government. Thanks for joining us, Kim.
You're welcome, Casey. Thanks for inviting me.
The big news announced last week is the reorganization of city departments and the engineering department becoming part of Public Works. We had a story on Morning Edition about this, but I thought I'd ask you again to explain why the move is happening and why it's happening now.
Sure. So why is it happening now? We have been looking at a variety of different operational changes since last year when we faced a $6 million budget deficit, and we have a $9.2 million budget deficit for the coming year. And so we're looking for different ways to be able to streamline what we do and be more efficient. And so looking at Public Works and engineering, engineering provides a lot of support for Public Works. A lot of the projects that happen there run through engineering. And as money from the state and the feds are starting to dry up, we don't think we're going to have any other really big projects that will be coming down soon. So it seemed like now was the time to put that engineering department and create a division and put that as part of Public Works.
And how exactly is this reorganization expected to save the city money?
Just looking at straight on full-time equivalent employees, we'll have two less employees. So we'll have the savings from that. And then as both new directors look at their departments, they'll be able to see, is there other savings that they may be able to have based on the merger, especially with the engineering piece going with Public Works? Are there some efficiencies that they can do, looking at where the staffing is and look for other opportunities?
Looking ahead to this week, the Juneau Assembly Finance Committee meets on Wednesday and we'll be talking about state and federal funding requests. Correct me if I'm wrong, but this might be one of those years where you're not likely to get very many requests funded.
Correct. We have a variety of requests out there from water, wastewater projects, to looking at biosolids, to looking at replacing the bridge on the Kaxiguahinde Trail, the Greenbelt Trail. So we've got a wide variety of things. And so we will be talking with our city lobbyist, Kevin Jardel, with the assembly to talk about what should be the strategy this year. We know that the state budget will be extremely tight, and we want to be respectful of that. We also want to provide a variety of different options in case maybe there's a little bit of money, and this project could be the perfect match for that little amount of money.
The Assembly's Tax Exemption Review Committee also meets this week on Thursday. They've been meeting since July to look at CBJ tax exemptions and how those might change to raise more revenue. Can you talk about what proposals they're considering at this point and when they might finish their work?
Well, they were charged to try and finish the work by the beginning of January. It's taken a little more time to go through it and look at detail on all the different exemptions and determine which ones they really wanted to move forward with. The senior exemption has been on the books for some time, and there's been other assembly committees that have looked at it. And so this isn't the first time the assembly has said, okay, let's look at our exemptions and decide what we want to do. Do we want to keep the outer borough exemption? Do we want to change the limit on a one-time sales, which right now is capped at $7,500? Do we want to increase that? Are they going to increase it to what the cost of living has change has been since it last was increased? Do they do a little bit less than that? Do a little bit more? They still haven't fine-tuned the exact number that they want to look at. They're very conscious that this isn't just going out and looking to see for how much more money we can bring in. They're really trying to look at the big picture and what those impacts are for the community as a whole.
We've been speaking with City Manager Kim Kiefer here on All Things Considered from KTOO. She joins us on the third Monday of every month. Kim, thanks for being here.
Thank you, and happy holidays.